Good evening, my fellow Americans, and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program once again. And I'm up here at our two police and military headquarters in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And it's good to be here today. A lot of things going on, folks. Want to share with you today. I want to get the phone lines opened up early today, too. Get your input on things you want to talk about or things you want to question. We've got the buzz around here at our two police and military associations. I want to share some of that with you today among our soldiers and police officers. We are very upset and always have been about the low-level military personnel that's been tried and court-martialed in this abuse scandal at Abu Ghraib prison. Then, of course, you've been hearing in the news how this little PFC, Lindy England, has just gotten 3 years in prison for her part in the abuse case. Our contacts at higher levels of the military, Army intelligence, and other places, FBI contacts we have, tell us, and also, by the way, a medium-level military man who had lunch with the general who ran Abu Ghraib prison, the female general, told him that she was having a lot of trouble because the CIA, NSA, Mossad, FBI, Army Intelligence, and others were in the prison directing the interrogation of these prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison. So it's pretty upsetting to those of us in the military and law enforcement to see the low-level PFCs and sergeants and so forth taking the brunt of all of this, and I mean all of it. So the Associated Press put this out today that little Lindy England, even though we don't forgive her for her part she played in this, she was being directed by her sergeant boyfriend, who was being directed by a lot of intelligence agencies that were inside that prison. So we need to raise as much stink about this as we can, that the high-level intelligence branches should be brought to answer for their part they played in all of this, and they're still playing today. Be right back, folks.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Administrative punishment. Well, isn't that terrible? Garner on Tuesday supported testimony from the defense witness that officers failed to control the guards at Baghdad prison, creating stressful conditions that disoriented England and led her to take part in the mistreatment. He says here, Garner said that he told officers about detainees' maltreatment, which he claimed was done by order of military intelligence personnel. And at times, he said, military intelligence officers actually were present for the abuse. I nearly beat a detainee to death there, he said, before Colonel James Poe, the judge, interrupted his testimony. Stephen Mistyrick, a psychology professor from Texas A&M University, called as an eyewitness to the defense, testified that England should be punished lightly because of the poisonous environment that existed at Abu Ghraib. He was caught up in a chaotic situation like everybody else, he said. PFC England gets 3 years in prison. Yes, that's the way it is, folks. That's the way it is. It rolls downhill. It doesn't roll uphill in the military or in government. Same way in police agencies. And it just gets to you because we have all known, those of us in law enforcement and the military, of cases like this where you're given orders or you're given a impression that you need to go out and do something for your career or for the esprit de corps, you know, of doing it for America, mom, and apple pie, and you go out and do these things, and then you get hung out for it. So that's sad, but we do know it is substantiated, just like Sergeant Garner said here, that Army intelligence and other intelligence agencies were there for much of the abuse and giving the orders. So I don't think that we'll see any of these people prosecuted or ever see that in the public arena out there, who was really responsible, but like I say, that's the way it is. We got another strange situation in the law or in the military area, folks. We've got a U.S. Marine who starred in the movie Control Room. Former Marine captain who was in the movie Control Room, which I wasn't aware of, this movie Control Room, but he made the news last week when he signed on to become the American face of the controversial Arab news network Al Jazeera International. Top U.S. officials, including Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, have repeatedly complained that Al Jazeera's coverage is unfair and untrue. Well, folks, is that the pot calling the kettle black or what? Our media involving themselves with the military are putting out things that are untrue all the time and limiting the knowledge out there of the American people in these areas. Anyway, 33-year-old Rushing, this Josh Rushing, former Marine captain, came to fame in the movie Control Room, a movie critical of the media coverage of the Iraq War, as a military public affairs officer who increasingly questioned how the war was being portrayed by the Pentagon. In the movie, Rushing, Captain Rushing, is articulate and passionate in defending the troops and never directly criticized the war. In his army, in his honesty, he draws viewers to his side. He describes his different reactions to seeing on Al Jazeera images of Iraqi casualties one evening and dead U.S. soldiers the next. He said, it upset me on a profound level and that I wasn't bothered as much the night before, but from then on I was. Captain Rushing explained at one point in the movie, and I quote, it makes me hate war, but it doesn't make me believe we can live in a world without war yet. He admits then and now that being troubled by the politicization of the military command, and he describes as U.S. TV networks being co-opted by the Bush administration. One reason he wanted to leave the Marine Corps, says Captain Rushing, is that his superior officers had forbidden him to speak to the press. He was torn between his loyalty to the Corps and his duty as a citizen. I felt like I had to platform and something to say. I thought it would be a missed opportunity to say, take a public relations job in Houston, which I was about to do. The journalist at Al Jazeera International says Rushing are a mix of nationalities. All the journalists are a mix of nationalities, and most in the Washington Bureau come from established outlets like CNN, BBC, Britain's ITN, and even Fox News. Captain Rushing thinks that diversity will be a part of Al Jazeera's international appeal. I'm an American and proud of it. If that affects my objectivity, then so be it, said Rushing. So, folks, Rushing is it's going to be based in Washington with Al Jazeera there and be bringing a new side to evidently to Al Jazeera. He says he looked into the accusations that Al Jazeera distorts the news and found nothing to stop him from joining. I'm not condoning anything they do, but the Arab media is a key part of national security and how to deal with the Arab world. The network has long been the only one in the region with a point-counterpoint approach, where many others are point-point-point. Al Jazeera, for example, regularly has Israeli spokespersons on. Captain Rushing says the State Department and Pentagon have both shown interest in working with the new network. That's not too good, but anyway. Captain Rushing thinks part of his mission is to educate the American public on the reality of the war. War in America has been has its own branding. It's the American flag. It's the Lee Greenwood song. It's the sailor kissing a woman in Times Square. But Americans need to be aware of the consequences of war. Like it or not, Al Jazeera is the most influential Arab voice outside of mosques. It is the largest shaper of ideology, says Captain Rushing. And if American voices are not heard in that venue, then they will have no choice of having virtually any influence. I've dedicated my adult life to the health and security of the United States and to representing the best of American ideals. Well, what do you think, folks? We're going to open the phone lines up and see if you have any comments here tonight on any issues you want to talk about, folks. When we get back, I'll give out that number. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit ArkInstitute.com.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
To the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. And before we leave, Captain Josh here, Rushing, Captain Josh Rushing, former Marine captain, wants you to know that he was part of the Military Public Affairs Unit. And according to what we've heard from a number of our soldiers out here and some of them officers, that these guys, many of them work in the PSYOPS unit. And that segues right into other reports we have coming in here. But let's give out that number if you'd like to call in before we go on with these reports here. If you'd like to call in tonight, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 to get on the program. And before we go on with some of the other reports I want to share with you here, having to do what we believe is PSYOPs, okay, in the military. Let's go to John in Arizona. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my friend. Doing fine. How are you?
Pretty good. This is a little bit off the subject here.
Okay.
But I just pulled up off of CNN.com, the Communist News Network here.
Yes.
Believe it or not, they are actually talking about the implanting microchips into humans and to humans that are going into the morgue down in Gulfport, Mississippi. Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, they're actually saying this, that Verichip Corporation is actually giving the chips to the morgue, basically, so that they can chip basically dead people to keep track of them. Isn't that unbelievable? And they call this conspiracy theorists, Jack.
Yeah, I guess.
And here it is right out in the open.
Yeah, if any of these people get up and wander around, I'd sure want to know about it, too.
Me too. But I guess the next thing is to implant the Walking Dead here, right?
Yes, right. Yeah.
The sheeple.
Very interesting, John. Very interesting.
I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Okay, thanks so much, John, for calling in. Yeah. Okay, folks, back to the reports there. Yeah, chipping the dead. Boy, we'll have to think about that one as to what they're going to get, how they're going to benefit out of that one. But anyway, a couple more reports come in from the war zone, folks. I've talked to several people, military people, including my wife, who is a 22-year military master sergeant, Army master sergeant, now retired because of having the Gulf War sickness and having cancer as a result of it. And you heard this report, probably not, that came out by Jackie Spinner, Washington Post staff writer. Don't know how far it's been spread, probably not very far, because it sure raises eyebrows. Remember, folks, just a couple weeks ago, that British Special Forces officers or soldiers were caught dressed as Arabs with beards and mustache and turbans on, towels on their head, and they were machine gunning police officers, Iraqi police officers, to make it look like the Arabs did it, the insurgents did it. Well, here's a bomber caught inside Baghdad's fortified green zone. Now, if you're in the military, you know about the high security in a green zone. It's heavily fortified. It says here, Baghdad, September 27th, yesterday, a car bomber had penetrated the heavily fortified green zone in the center of the capital on Tuesday, but was stopped by U.S. Marines at a checkpoint where he was able to detonate the vehicle, the military said. Before he was able to detonate the vehicle, U.S. troops destroyed the explosive-rigged car and detained the bomber, a military spokesman said. U.S. military's Baghdad press office offered no details on the incident. It was not immediately clear how the bomber was able to enter the most secured compound in Iraq, which houses the U.S. embassy, the Iraqi government. Thousands of Iraqis and foreigners live and work inside the green zone. Yeah, very, very interesting, folks. It's kind of like, how did someone get inside the Mirror building in Oklahoma City, federal building, for hours and hours down in the basement and wrap the pillars of the basement, the columns of the basement, columns with explosives? How did they get in this secure area to wrap the pillars with explosives? Also, the World Trade Center buildings were wrapped with explosives. Floor after floor after floor was wrapped with explosives inside, and it was a controlled detonation that brought them down. How did they do that? How did they have the time and have the clearance to get in there and be able to do this work with security and so forth in the area? So here we have a bomber now caught inside the green zone with a car full of explosives, and he got inside before finally he was stopped at another checkpoint, and they found the explosives. Same way we look at, we have to begin to look at things differently if we're U.S. citizens. We military look at things differently anyway, it seems like, some of us. But we have the same thing here where rebels, disguised rebels, killed six teachers at an Iraqi school and escaped. Disguised rebels. Now, think about that for a minute, folks. Who benefits by killing school teachers at Iraqi school? We'll be back in just a minute. If you'd like to call in tonight, don't forget the phone lines are open. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091.
That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, folks, well, for years and years, we in the military have understood that we have something called PSYOPs, psychological conditioning of the people in areas, psychological conditioning of the American people, and many times we find our own agents of these international crime families that they put their own agents in there to cause terrorist attacks and blame it on other individuals that they want to malign or blame it on rulers that they want to overthrow. And so when these things come across our police and military desk here at our headquarters, I think we look at them differently than what the public does, and that's a shame. Because there's got to be a way a bomber with a car loaded with explosives could get through about two different checkpoints and then finally get caught inside with a explosive-rigged car. Got to be a reason for this in the most highly fortified area called the Green Zone there in Baghdad. And then we have disguised rebels going into a schoolhouse and lining up five teachers, school teachers, and gunning them down in a classroom. And then escaping. So anyway, something to think about, folks. It's not always what we're told in the news. It's not always what we're told in the newspapers, the printed news and the electronic news, is it? Let's go to Don in Ohio. Don in Ohio, welcome to the program.
Good evening. Yeah, I wanted to bring up about the ships that they're using, the Carnival cruise ships down there.
Yeah,
paying that all that extra money. That's the same outfit that when before the, I think it was the 2000 election or something like that, it was all brought up about they were although they were based in Miami, they paid no taxes whatsoever.
Yeah.
You got to wonder who's on the board there.
Yeah, who's on the board? That's right. Yes. Good point.
And there's another one about the things getting blown up by the insurgents supposedly over in Iraq. I remember reading in an article that people were being stopped and their licenses were being taken away from them, and they were told that they'd had to show up at an airport the next day to claim the license. And basically, while they were at the airport, somebody was putting stuff in their vehicles. One time, the guy's vehicle broke down, and he started looking for a jack or something like that and found a bunch of explosives in there, and he reported it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you know, you got to wonder what's going on here.
Yes, you sure do.
And they tell him to go to a police station, you know, so, you know, they get right out in front of that police station, and boom. A couple times they've said that... I mean, I don't know where, you know, how it came down through and stuff like that, and I don't know the facts of it, but that helicopters had been seen over, you know, the people had seen them over their vehicles and stuff like that after they've left these places.
Yeah, controlled demolitions, once again, you can use remote control very easily from a helicopter or from a building nearby to detonate these vehicles. Yeah, we were discussing today again here, Don, that this lady They say the first suicide bomber woman who blew up some people here yesterday. And it is so simple, Don, to get people, Arabs, and they can be Arabs from any nation over there, to get them to become suicide bombers.
Right.
You just have to hold a carrot or a stick over them. You can hold their children and tell them that you'll turn their children over to their grandparents if they don't become a suicide bomber. If they do, their children won't be hurt. But if they don't, their children will be killed. There are families there that will work for money. And if a family that is absolutely destitute, their children are starving to death, and there's a lot of them over there, and a agency or a mercenary private agency could offer a family, you know, $200,000, and if one of the family will go blow themselves up mm-hmm. at a police station or something like that, it's so simple. And, of course,
right.
we've got these PSYOPs agencies and units all over the place in Iraq and Afghanistan and in this nation, that's all they do all day long is try to think up ways to get these jobs done and blame it on somebody else.
Yep, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, well, thanks, Don, for calling in.
Keep up
Appreciate
the good fight.
Okay, take care now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Don. Folks, if you'd like to call in, don't forget this is the day to do it. We've got open lines here, and it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We always have to look at things as to who benefits. Who benefits from all the chaos in Baghdad? Bomber being caught in the green zone. If a car full of explosives had blown up in the green zone, folks, who would have benefited? Who would have been blamed? You know who would have been blamed, and you know who would have benefited from that. So, here we got another situation. You can always trust your government to do what is expedient. Plugging the holes is what I call this report that just came in. Officers criticize detainee abuse inquiry. An officer, an Army captain, who reported new allegations of detainee abuse in Iraq, said Tuesday that Army investigators seem to me be more concerned about tracking down young soldiers who reported, who snitched off the misconduct, than in following up the accusations and investigating whether higher-ranking officers knew of the abuses. Any surprise there, folks? The Army investigation team comes in because some lowly young soldiers had reported misconduct, abuse of prisoners, and the Army investigators come in, and what are they interested in? Who were these guys that snitched us off? Officer Captain Ian Fishback said investigators from the Criminal Investigation Command and the 18th Airborne Corps Inspector General had pressed him to divulge the names of two sergeants from his former battalion who also gave accounts of abuse, which were made public in a report last Friday by the group Human Rights Watch. Captain Fishback, speaking publicly on the battle for the first time, said the investigators who had questioned him in the past 10 days seemed to be less interested in individuals he identified in his chain of command who allegedly committed the abuses. He says, I'm convinced this is going to in the direction it's not consistent with why we came forward, Captain Fishback said on a telephone interview from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where he was going through Army Special Forces training. We came forward because of the larger issue that prisoner abuse is systemic in the Army. I'm concerned this will take a new twist and they'll try to scapegoat some of the younger soldiers. This is a leadership problem, he says. Whoa. Okay. Lindy England, you have been convicted because of this same attitude here. They're not interested in what was done and who did it. They're interested in who squealed and who they can lay the blame on so it doesn't go up to the top levels of command. Go after the little guys there in the uniforms, okay? In separate statements to the Human Rights Organization, Captain Fishback and the two sergeants described abuses by soldiers in the 82nd Airborne Division, including beatings of Iraqi prisoners, exposing them to extreme hot and cold, stacking prisoners in human pyramids, and depriving them of sleep at Camp Mercury, a forward operating base near Fallujah. The abuses reportedly took place between September 2003 and April 2004, before and during the abuses of Abu Ghraib prison near Baghdad. After fruitlessly trying for 17 months to get his superiors to take action of his complaints, Captain Fishback said he finally took his concerns this month to two senior Republicans on the Senate Armed Services Committee, John W. Warner of Virginia and Committee Chairman John McCain of Arizona. When the Army learned he was talking to Senate aides, oh my goodness, Captain Fishback said that Army investigators suddenly intensified their interest in his complaint. Senior Pentagon and military officials said Tuesday that the new allegation was focused on the division's 1st Battalion 504th Parachute Infantry were being pursued vigorously. And here's a quote, "All I know is that the Army is taking it very seriously," says Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld in a Pentagon news conference. "To the extent somebody's done something that they shouldn't have done, they're going to be punished for it," he said. Trot out Lindy England again, folks, the little PFC, and punish her is what he's talking about. Colonel Joseph Curtin, an Army spokesman, said, "But it will take time, given the period of time that's elapsed since when these allegations took place." Okay. Captain Fishback, 26, a West Point graduate from Michigan and son of a Vietnam War veteran, said he was troubled by the Army's response to his concerns, stating in the spring of 2004, after the abuses at Abu Ghraib prison became known, about the treatment of detainees that he believed violated the Geneva Convention. And the months before, Captain Fishback said he had seen at least one interrogation where prisoners were being abused and was told about other ill treatment of detainees by his sergeants. He said it was his commanders left the impression that the United States did not have to follow the Geneva Convention when dealing with prisoners in Iraq, so he did not report the incidences. Whoa, boy. Incredible, folks. That changed, he said, after he heard Mr. Rumsfeld testify to Congress about the Abu Ghraib abuses becoming public, that the conventions did apply in Iraq, the Geneva Convention he's talking about. But when he took his complaints to his immediate supervisors, Captain Fishback said his company commander cautioned him to remember the honor of the unit is at stake. He said his battalion commander expressed no particular alarm. As he moved up his chain of command, he said no one could give him clear guidance on how the Geneva Convention applied in Iraq. "We did not set the conditions for our soldiers to succeed," said Captain Fishback, who has served combat tours in Afghanistan and Iraq. "We failed to set clear standards, communicate those standards, and enforce those standards. For us to get to the point now, however, we have to come to grips with whether it's acceptable to use coercion to obtain information from detainees." Well, I can say this. I won't go into this any further right now, folks, but I'll bet you, I can guarantee you, Captain Fishback will not become Major Fishback, and I'm surprised he's still Captain Fishback, and maybe that will change, because he is pushing a button that they don't want pushed, and they're going to be plugging the hole, and they're going to be sending somebody to prison over this one, too. And who knows, it might be even Captain Fishback on this one, because he's a squealer, is he not? Yeah, he's a squealer. Yeah, and they've got to go. You can't have soldiers in there telling the truth about these kind of things. Well, folks, if you'd like to call in, we have a few minutes left. Please call in tonight on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We're doing a lot of military stuff here tonight because that's what we've been talking about here at our two police and military organizations. And we're pleased to say that more and more states are getting involved in exposing the depleted uranium problems. More and more states are. There's Connecticut and Louisiana is now testing U.S. troops as they come back from service in Afghanistan and Iraq. And they've already passed legislation and to do so, and 18 other states are said to be considering similar states. In Connecticut's new law, pioneered by state legislator Pat Dillon, comes into effect on Saturday. It says here, what this does is establish a standard, said Ms. Dillon, a Yale-trained epidemiologist. It means that our guardsmen will have access to highly sensitive testing that can differentiate between background levels of radiation. DU, a heavy metal waste product of nuclear power plants, has been used by the U.S. military since the 1991 Gulf War. It was used to tip tank shells and missiles because of its ability to penetrate armor. Praise the Lord, more states are getting involved trying to expose this very evil depleted uranium that's killing our troops, and also they're bringing it home and infecting their spouses. Okay, let's go to the phones. Paul, you said somebody's on the line? Jeff in New Mexico. Welcome, Jeff. Jeff,
yeah,
are you there?
Jack.
Yes, welcome to the program, Jeff.
Yeah, I was wondering if, with your experience as a police officer in Phoenix, if you ever had any cases where people were shooting dogs with firearms in the city limits and what was done to them?
Oh, wow. Yes, we have had people shoot horses and cattle and dogs and cats. It happens quite often for some various reasons, of course.
You know what I think might be happening?
What's that?
Because you're talking about PSYOP, psychological operations. The Hispanic police could pay and deputize like immigrant Spanish-speaking people in areas that where the Anglos are a minority, to have nuisance dogs to annoy the Anglo neighbors, you know, and have them run across their property. This has actually happened to me. This is a case in point of what's happening to me, sort of. But
oh, really?
Yeah, like I had one started barking about 2:30 or 3 in the morning, a great big dog. It probably cost that Mexican about $200 a month to feed that dog, and they got a couple nice SUVs, and I guess he works tile, like laying tile on one of these Mexican construction crews building houses, because this is kind of a growing city, Las Cruces area.
Yes.
So anyway, they might try to get the Anglo to lose his temper and shoot a dog, and so that he gets in trouble for doing something that isn't a gun nut, but it's more human dignity, you know.
I see.
So I think,
did you plug a dog? Did you shoot a dog? Is that it, Jeff?
No, I didn't. But, I mean, sometimes I feel like I'd want to do that. I get so mad, you know.
Yeah.
This could be a psychological operation, so I'm just kind of warning people that might be listening to don't do that, because maybe that's what you want. What they want you to do, you know.
Okay,
to get
Jeff.
To get you in trouble.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that with us. Okay, folks, we have several other callers on the line. Hang on there, callers. We're going to our last break, and when we come back, please understand we have about 3 minutes left, so we got to move rapidly. Be right back with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Coming in hot. We only have a few minutes left, and we're going to go to our sister, Eleanor, in Canada. Eleanor, it's good to talk to you. Been a while.
Hi, Jack. I just wanted to raise an issue and find out if you or any of your listeners have discussed this and have some good ideas.
Okay.
In New Orleans, the possibility is raised where some of the listeners may be very well prepared with all of the wonderful sponsors and all the supplies and so on, and all of that can be lost if the government comes knocking on your door and says you're going to a relocation camp. What is the response when that happens?
What's the response of the individual?
Yes, what can we do? Anything?
Well,
I mean, short of a shootout.
Well, I think that's probably where you're at. You know, if the government comes knocking on your door and going to take you out and send you to a camp, I think you're either going to acquiesce and go, or you're going to lock yourself in the house and there's going to be a SWAT team coming in. Now it'll probably be special forces coming in on you. You know, so I think that's your only two choices, Eleanor.
That's what I was afraid of. I was just wondering if anyone had is there any way for Congress or the courts to declare that people have a right to remain with their property?
Yes, but would they? Almost every one of the congresspersons and governors are globalists and are all for this world government system coming to America, this totalitarian system. So your problem is getting any of them to come to your aid other than Ron Paul, maybe, and maybe one other that we know about, but I think that's your big problem.
Yes, I agree, but I just wanted to talk up the issue briefly because that is something that we're likely to face if they start throwing some dirty bombs around or suitcase nukes.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, sister. That's why we're telling people get out of the population centers because they're definitely going to subjugate the population centers first. And that'll take them months and months to get everybody sorted out, send them to the camps or send them to the wall. And if you're in the population centers, there's not much. You only have those two choices we discussed, Eleanor. Listen, thanks for bringing that up, my dear. I'm going to try to get Dan in Wisconsin real quick. Thanks, Eleanor. Call back again if you would. Dan in Wisconsin. How are you, Dan?
Yeah, pretty good, Jack. Yourself?
Yeah, we're just about out of time, brother. Doing
okay.
Well.
Okay. Just a quick reminder to the listeners, don't forget about this hate crimes legislation.
Oh, yes, yes.
Don't be afraid to call in. And I got a phone number if I could give out real quick.
Please do. Please
and
do.
This number is to the office, to the committee of the judiciary.
Okay.
That goes right to the office, and I called them yesterday, and I just told them, just tell the committee to vote this legislation down.
Uh-huh.
If it does any good, I don't know, but
okay,
just lets them know.
Okay, we got about 20 seconds. Give out that
okay.
Number, Dan.
Okay, number's 202-224-5225.
Okay, give it again.
202-224-5225.
And we hope everybody will call and discuss the hate crimes legislation and expose to your elected things how much you are against that. Right, Dan?
Right. This goes right to the committee's office, so it lets them all know that somebody's watching.
Very good, Dan. Thank you so much for bringing that up again. Yes,
yeah, thank
today,
you, Dan.
This week, we need to hit it hard, folks. Thanks, Dan. Thank
yep.
you, Eleanor, for calling in, Jeff and Don and John. Well, folks, that's it for today. Hope to be back with you tomorrow, same time, same station here. And Lord bless all of you. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.